What am I supposed to say? This is the sustainably. Welcome to the February 21st, 2019 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. It is 6:02. Thank you, everyone. We don't have public comments, so let's go around and introduce everyone for the recording and then also a quick check-in. And then also we have a guest, Susie Peterson from Backyard Habitat Program. So she will get to see who's here.
Yeah, great.
Do you want to start? Alex. Sarah.
Start. Hi, this is Sarah Harding-Mim.
And Alex Mim.
Glenn Friedman.
Russ Axelrod, Mayor and Council Liaison.
Terrence Schumaker.
John Rose.
Bill.
Cindy Ellison.
And Darren Wise, staff liaison.
Okay. We do not have any guests with us.
I'm now a guest.
Oh, you are. That's right. I forgot that. Sorry. That's right.
So we actually.
How do you really know climate change is real?
No. So.
Look at the fish.
I need my glasses.
I'm a guest. So
I have no comment except that my chair is too low.
Okay.
That's climate change for you.
Sea levels rise.
Yeah.
That's all the CO2 came out of it.
You need to get glasses.
The cartridge.
All right.
The air. No worries.
No comment from our guest.
Thank you for all your fine work.
All right. Check-ins. Now, if any of the board members have anything to share.
I can share something briefly. I don't know many details, so I hate speaking up when I don't know fully what I'm talking about. But I know going into the state legislature, this session is a straw ban and a plastic bag ban, and it would be for statewide, which is exciting. It applies really to restaurants and commercial businesses, so places like the city of Westland, for example, wouldn't be banned from, you know, giving out plastic bags. But that would, I guess, supersede the right word. That would basically wipe out local jurisdictions' bans that are already in place. So,
well, it would.
It would. And it's, for, in my understanding anyway. And this consistency would probably be a lot better, because if you go from Troutdale to Gresham and then you have a fee in one place but not in the other, that would be quite confusing. Mm-hmm. So, it's looking really good. And it's moving through the committees, and I can send an email if I hear anything, or if anybody here hears anything, you know, give a shout. It's going to be good for the board to know.
Yeah. I've heard mixed things about it.
Oh. I could add one little thing toward that, just so you know, we have a lobbyist, Doug Riggs, who we work very closely with. I work with him quite a bit. I'm down in Salem a lot. And we're tracking various bills of interest to Westland. There's been a lot of bills, as you know. So if you identify coming to those specific bills, okay, I'll put it on his radar and we'll get sort of the latest updates and information from him. You can track it. You can go to the, you know, tracker and you can do things. But if there's something about it, we could take a closer look at it and see. One thing that raises a concern that you raised about superseding what other cities would do is, you're familiar with home rule?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that sounds like in violation of home rule. So it might be that, I mean, cities can be more stringent, or they could go kind of beyond the law. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it establishes a base law, but I wouldn't think that there would be things in there that would limit what individual cities could do. So I'd be surprised with that, but we can find out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a follow-up question just in general? When does the session end? June?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a couple of energy bills, but I'm not sure what they are. I'm not even going to go there now, but I'll look them up.
Okay. Anything else?
I have another question. Is there a thing for updates elsewhere on the schedule? I don't have it right in front of me on the agenda, or is it now the time to address
if I any notes or things I want to mention. I have to leave a little bit early tonight, so I may not be at the very end, but...
The next item is reviewing items on the agenda. Oh, well, it's... When I've been, you mean you want to add, make an additions and changes to the
agenda?
Because he wanted to stay for Susie's presentation.
Sure. Okay.
So I wonder if we could, if you're ready.
Maybe you should do it on the check-in updates. Is that an appropriate time to mention some couple things?
Yeah, a few minutes to that.
Sure.
Which I think we're in now, right?
Yeah. We're in now.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So I wanted you to know that my State of the City is a week from tonight. At the library, and one of the things I'll be mentioning toward the end is talking about the future and our partnership with PGE, which is growing and growing and growing, and it's getting stronger. And things around the mill in that area for our waterfront master planning that we're kind of courting on are getting better understood. And there will be, I've been meeting with and spending time with PGE, and the CEO, Maria Pope, is going to be there, as will some other government officers, government affairs folks of PGE. So if you're, I heard maybe some were coming of you. I'm going to, obviously at that point I'll be introducing Maria and maybe some of the others, but you could have an opportunity to meet CEO. She's really something. She's smart, sharp, very knowledgeable. It's cool to meet her, and maybe you want to ask her questions. I don't know. I mean, we're in their program, you know, at some level. We're talking about maybe another level, but there's a lot of synergy things. And then I might do a little bit about, I might be highlighting, in fact, I'm just getting information now about highlighting some of the sustainability goals, alternative energy elements that we value, that the city values, and sort of honor and are happy about this partnership, because I feel that it's important for us to engage in as much as we can in alternative energy elements, you know, that we can in our small way. And this is an opportunity to sort of at least express that. And then one thing I did not want to be surprised, remember last year I brought up the concept about maybe having, doing an e-bike kind of fair. We talked about that and maybe having a major manufacturer come in and sort of highlight where the e-bike technology is in market, and so this could, in my mind, be very helpful to our end of miles communication issues that we have in the city, and for students getting up and down the hill, maybe where we have parking issues at our high school. There could be some real cool things, and we could get PGE. PGE's kind of excited about this. I sort of shared this concept, and we could maybe get them behind us in a big way, and you know, building, you know, electric stations and who knows what. I don't know. But they're really interested in like maybe showcasing something like that. So I'm gonna maybe mention it in the city, so I didn't want to be surprised. Because I was going through the council, and I stepped away while you guys worked on your goals for next year or this year. And I missed a meeting or so, though I'll just kind of let you do your thing. And I noticed it wasn't in there. And that's fine, you work on whatever you want to do, but I think at some point I'd like to discuss it. Maybe it's a later time that doesn't work, or we kind of explore our options, but I'm kind of pretty amped about this now that PGE might be interested, because they might be a really cool thing to do. Maybe the summer's too early, I don't know. Maybe we, next summer, I don't know. But
we're
going to segue into something that's coming to this.
We discussed it. Having at least a display of e-bikes at the old-fashioned fair.
Do you want me to speak to that since I've been working?
Should we talk about that now, or should we?
What is your show? I just wanted to make you aware of that, and if I don't know if you're going to be there, I'm going to maybe I haven't worked it in yet, but maybe mention something about the possibility of the potential for education around the e-bikes and the opportunities now becoming much more functional and cheaper, and could be a way to help our intra-city connectivity.
Yeah, well, that's definitely on our education series. Kind of, we kind of tucked
it
in there.
It's there.
Kind of there.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
kind of there, so should I wait?
Yeah, let's wait. I think we should wait.
So I closed on that.
Good. I'm excited about it.
Well, then I won't talk about that for my update. We'll save that for later. But I did have a recycling article published in Westland Tidings last week.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, the editor really hosed one statement there and turned it totally around upside down. Mm-hmm. So I asked her. She said her statement in there was that mixed recyclables should not go in the curbside bin. That's not what I wrote.
No.
It was supposed to be mixed recyclables should not be put in plastic bags and put in the curbside bin. So the next day I got a hold of her. She edited it on the online version and said there'd be correction out this week. But at least they published the article. So.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Nice job.
Speaking of the tidings, I saw that Patrick Malley is now going to be the editor of Oswego Review. So Gary Stein is leaving LA Review.
Yeah.
And now, I guess. So there'll be someone else,
else.
At all the council meetings in the back.
Train somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we don't know who. But
we don't know who.
B is. Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
Any other?
My only other non-agenda check-in would be, if Russ has to leave, should we move into Susie's thing?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I wanted to mention just one thing real quick. And this actually was I saw Terry's name on the list of people interested. The Westland, Lake Oswego Village, Willow Village, it is a part of the Village Concept, national organizations, 9 of them in Portland right now, and 5 or 6 more in the coming. There's one for Westland, and Lake Oswego, it's about helping the elderly to age in place and not have to go to an institution or something. And it's having volunteers and staff to support people in that process, give them, help here and there. It seems to me like there should be a tie-in to sustainability, and I just want to throw that out and have you guys talk about it now, but let it percolate around and see if you can come up with anything. I'm the tech lead for the organization, so I know pretty much everything that's going on there. If you have any questions.
Is there a website or something to share information?
WLLOvillage.org.
Okay. What was the prefix again? Sorry. WLL.
The suffix? Oh, Westland Lake Oswego, WLLO. I always say Willow, and people say, what's that?
Willow.
Okay.
Village?
Willow Village. It's WLLO.
And .org?
.org.
Okay. So it's village people.
Not quite.
Okay. Okay, and so we're going to swap 4 and 5 and go on with the Susie's.
All right, that's right. How is that? Thank you, Darren, for printing these off for me. I created them this morning, and I went into the office, and the printer was broken, so Darren helped me out here by printing these, so we'll pass them around.
Is there enough for everybody? Should we share?
So.
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay.
The last one. You have to save the drays.
Yeah, save it.
I'm used to that.
Yeah.
So I'm Susie. I work at Columbia Land Trust, and I'm one of the program managers for Backyard Habitat Certification Program. This program is a partnership between Columbia Land Trust and Portland Audubon. I came out about 2 years ago, now I think right before we launched in the spring of 2017, and gave a presentation all about the nuts and bolts of the program. And since so many of you were here and heard that or are in the program, I'm going to spare you the actual PowerPoint presentation today and just kind of talk to you as a group and share some updates. And I'll give a brief synopsis at the beginning just for anyone who – does everybody feel like they're somewhat knowledgeable? Like Cindy's a technician in the program. She's our Lake Oswego technician.
So
I know
better.
I know she's
I met you guys. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm applying.
And then Sarah, yes, Sarah and Alex were one of our
good.
First.
We hope Russ will.
Yeah. Sarah and Alex were one of our first enrollees, so Cindy and I went out and did that. Is anybody else in the program? Or I'm trying to remember who was here. Darren obviously was here. I know Russ heard the mayor heard. I'm not going to assume that you go by
Mayor Russ.
Mayor Russ.
I think Sarah went.
I did her site visit.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Sarah. Yeah, and were you here?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think I may be the only one who wasn't.
You and, maybe weren't the only
that's
one.
Okay.
Were Terry.
Are you guys in the program?
Okay.
Yeah, or we have like 30 square miles of IV on.
I was thinking your backyard. I've seen that on the hillside there. So like we can.
They're
still
in progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we
yeah.
can share notes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So no, that's great. And yeah. So most folks are here. So I'll give a little overview for John and Terry. Right. And, okay.
It doesn't need to be much.
So
that, I'm somewhat
yeah,
familiar.
You're somewhat familiar with it. Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah, well, the Backyard Habitat Certification Program is a program that incentivizes and supports people as they work to restore natural habitat in their yards. So we do that in a myriad of ways, and I'll go through some of those. But basically, think of program participants as volunteers in the city of Westland that are going out and doing things in their yard, like removing invasive weeds, planting native plants, stewarding wildlife in various ways, reducing or eliminating their use of pesticides, and then managing stormwater on site. So it's really impactful. We have over 5,200 program participants now throughout the region.
What region is that?
The region is, we started out in the city of Portland and then expanded into Lake Oswego, was our first expansion. And then out into Gresham, and then over the last two springs, we've been expanding into Clackamas County. So in 2017, we expanded to West Lynn, Oak Grove, Jennings Lodge, and Milwaukee. And then this last spring of 2018, we expanded into Oregon City, Wilsonville, Happy Valley, Gladstone, and Damascus.
Wow.
Into those areas.
Nice.
Wow. And then this spring, we're leading a two-county expansion because we're bonkers, apparently. yeah, right. We didn't have enough to do. We're expanding into Washington County and into Clark County. And so Washington County's not too far from here, right? So that will be more habitat corridor for you all here, which is really cool. Yeah, we're excited. So that's our program area. So we have 5,200 program participants overall. And so I'll just kind of dive into where we're at in West Lynn. So spring of 2017, we launched into West Lynn, and since then we've enrolled 79 sites, meaning 79 yards, private yards. And one thing to note is that our program is intended for sites that are under 1 acre. Unless it's a school site or religious institution or a community center, something like that. So if it's a private property that's over an acre, we usually refer them to the Soil Water Conservation District or try to connect them with other resources that are more appropriate for those larger sites. So we have 79 sites currently in West Lynn, and we got about 30 the first year and about 30 the second year, and we're anticipating a little bit more than 30 by the end of this fiscal year. So we've got a really good average kind of going.
Yeah.
And it's been great to see that sometimes you start off in a new area and you've got a lot of folks, and then the second year it really dives down and there seems to be really consistent interest in West Lynn, which is really exciting. Let's see here. And so to talk about what the people at those sites, like what those homeowners are doing, 15 of them have been certified, and I'll talk about the different certification levels here in a minute, but 15 of them have been certified, 64 of them are in progress, and in progress is what we call folks who are enrolled and have received their initial site assessment but haven't yet reached certification. And if you're doing it right, it really takes like 2 to 3 years to get from enrollment to certification. It just, because of the seasons and the weeds that you're removing, it takes a little time. So that's totally, it makes a lot of sense that there are 64 in progress. And then there are 30 folks who are getting our newsletter or who are new enrollees or are on hold, and so they haven't gotten their site assessment yet, but we've got them in the queue. So overall, that totals 31 acres that are enrolled in the property, and 5 that are certified, 5 acres that are certified in West Lynn. So that's pretty cool. It's about the size of a park, you know, so that's a good start for first year, first couple years. And then to talk a little bit about, just to go into a little bit of detail, to refresh your memory on what all we're doing with each of these sites, we start out by sending a trained habitat technician to this site, and they walk around the property with the homeowner and they point out invasive weeds so that the homeowner can learn how to identify the weeds on their property. They identify native plants that are there. They take baseline information about the weeds and the native plants that are on site, as well as what stormwater actions the homeowner's doing and what they're doing to steward wildlife and what pesticides they're using. So we collect all of that information and then we enter it into a database. At the same time, they provide the homeowner with a resource packet, which is full of coupons and handouts, resources that will help them get started right away working in their yard. Then we always like to really encourage them and let them know like what they're doing right. You know, like anytime we go out to a site, it's like the first thing you focus on is like, you've done this two or three things, like great job, you're already like on your way there, you know, and really try to encourage them. And then at the end of the site assessment, we provide them usually with an in-progress sign. And that's the little, you've probably seen that sign around town. It just says like backyard habitat in progress. Or if they happen to be ready for certification upon their initial visit, we go ahead and give them a certification sign and take their photo and then post it on Facebook. There's kind of a list there of the different things that are provided in their resource packet, like the coupons to the native plant nurseries, information about classes on rain gardens, a coupon for a really good book called Bringing Nature Home by Douglas Tallamy. I think anybody on this board would probably be really interested in reading this book. It does a really great job of summarizing pretty much the same core principles that we use in backyard habitat. We have a landscape directory. Right now, I think we have about 45 arborists and landscape professionals that are on the directory. They're basically someone that a program participant can hire to put together landscape design, come out and help them install the plants, or do maintenance on their yard. So those landscapers, those professionals, come to a 2-hour training each year and get trained by us on all of the core criteria for the program so that those professionals are ready and able to support program participants however they need to be supported.
Is that open to the public to look at?
We do actually have it on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, it is on our general website. Like, we're happy with anybody contacting and hiring them. Like, the more folks that are out there, you know, living by these principles, the better, whether they're enrolled or not.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so our website does have some general information that anybody can access.
Yeah.
And then we have kind of a hidden, tucked away page that we save for the folks who are enrolled in the program that has a whole bunch of other really cool resources in it. So. we give them the resource packet, and then after that the technician goes home, types up a 5 to 6 page personalized site report, and then emails it to the participant. The site report contains existing site conditions, recommendations on what plants they should plant based on their site conditions, like whether they have a sunny and dry yard or a wet and shady yard. So they recommend plants, and then they give them a handout for each of the invasive weeds that were identified on their property and advice on how to eradicate those. They offer suggestions for managing stormwater on site, suggestions for how to replace pesticides with more natural pest control methods. And then suggestions for wildlife stewardship. And then, like I was just mentioning, we provide a link to what we call our site report resource library, which is that hidden site, hidden page on our website. And it has, like, I think it's like 94 different resources on it. So, like, there's a whole section for, like, wildlife stewardship, which I feel In watching the data and who clicks where, I can see that almost everybody goes first to the wildlife stewardship. Like, okay. Want to know like how to bring birds into their yards, or like we have a bunch of information on like mason bees and or just beneficial insects in general. So a whole bunch of resources there as well. So yeah, that alone is a really cool reason to sign up for the program. And then basically it's up to the homeowner to take those recommendations and start working in their yard based on those recommendations. And when they get to the point where they're ready for certification, they give us a call back. We send out a volunteer at that point to do that follow-up certification visit. And then they get certified. We do several things to support each program participant as they move through the process. So in addition to that, like, really awesome one-on-one, one-hour site assessment at the very beginning, in addition to the site report, in addition to that page where we have all those resources listed, we also follow up with them every 6 months. So 6 months after their initial visit, the technician gives them a phone call to see how they're doing, check in on them, answer any questions they might have. And then 6 months after that, we send them an email, and then we keep sending them an email every 6 months to kind of keep checking in on them. We also invite them to the two plant sales that we have each year. We have a plant sale in the spring and then one in the fall. So this is where we're able to offer them plants at a wholesale cost, which makes it a lot more affordable. So that's really cool. And then we have a quarterly newsletter that we send them that's full of information about classes, workshops, other plant sales, and so forth. So they get all that for the very low cost of $35, which is a real steal.
Is that a one-time or an annual?
It's one time. Yeah, they never have to pay. That's like the only fee we ever ask for. And that's really just to make sure there's some buy-in there. Like, it's for us, it's a cost of about $400 per site to like provide all of these things. And so that's about a tenth of the cost to us. So it's really just a way for us to make sure that they're really serious about it. Like, if it were free, we'd be a little worried that they might not be as committed as if they pay a little fee. So that's kind of the overall. That's a refresher on what happens when someone enrolls. And I thought it'd just be great to talk about outreach in Westland. We haven't been doing a ton of outreach because we've been meeting our goals here. And so we haven't had to do a lot of outreach. But I think that in 2019 and beyond, it'd be great to maybe do a little bit more. So a few of the things we've been doing, one of our technicians gave a presentation to the Westland Neighborhood Association in October of 2017. We gave a presentation, Nikki and I, my co-program manager and I, gave a presentation to Clackamas County staff in November of 2017. And a few months after that, we had an article published in Clatco Quarterly, which I'm guessing people here get, right?
Yeah.
That comes into Westland too. Okay. And then we tabled at Clackamas County Fair. So there are a few things that we're doing that are like Clackamas County wide, not necessarily specific to Westland. So like the Clackamas County Fair, and then we've been meeting with some of our like new program partners who service Westland as well. So like Clackamas River Water Providers and the Clackamas Water Conservation District. So we've been having ongoing meetings with them. So yes, I'm interested in hearing about any outreach events that you think we might be interested in attending. This year we have, our funding doesn't allow for a ton of outreach, but if there's something really cool that comes up, I think we would probably be interested. So things that I had in mind were like your Earth Day celebration, if you're going to have one this year. I had that in a note from a previous year. I don't think it ever happened though, did it? No. Yeah. Well, if anything like long story, I'm sure. If anything like that comes up, like that would be a really cool thing to table at. And then I've had on my to-do list for a while to Sarah Flathman at the library. I don't know if anybody knows her.
Oh, I know Sarah. I did her site visit.
You did her site visit, yeah. She works at the library, and she also is connected I think she also writes articles for the City of Westland's weekly newsletter. So she had reached out to me and wanted to print an article.
She's
so.
Children's librarian?
That sounds right. Yeah. I sent her
she
a bunch of our postcards.
And stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So if there are any other ideas, I think you were the one that mentioned a potential pollinator and native plant community education workshop.
That's the one that I sent you information on that Eileen Stark is doing on March 6th.
Good. Okay.
And that's on our agenda.
That's on your agenda. Okay, great. Okay.
But I wanted to
get some of the flyers.
Put some flyers on.
Great. Yeah. Here, have what you would like.
So that would be
these one. Are, we have a general flyer, but this is a flyer specifically for Clackamas County. Clackamas Soil Water Conservation District actually created this. They wanted a version that had partner logos on it. So it has all of our Clackamas County funders on the back of it.
There's a lot of regular repair fairs happening at Robinwood Station that I feel like the people that go to those repair fairs are a natural fit.
Mm-hmm. It's March 29th. I think it's March. No, it wouldn't be this.
Oops.
I think it's March 9th.
That one's for Elijah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
In general,
would that be a good thing to table at? Or maybe it's too small?
No, I don't think it'd be too small.
No.
I don't. Would it be worth tabling it? What I was going to say is anytime we have, or there's an out, you know, there's some kind of outreach, like we'll have three lecture, you know, we have the Berglund coming, climate change and recycling. Just having these out, period,
exactly.
Would be excellent.
Yeah.
There's, you know, we can always hand those out. Whenever the repair fair is, that might be worth tabling at, because I think they get a fairly decent attendance.
Yeah.
And the fact that the garden's right there.
Right.
I mean, actually, I don't know if this is up on the garden bulletin board, but it probably should be.
That's a great idea. They do have a pesticide-free that ladybug sign.
Oh, that's Metro's no pesticide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know it's organically.
That's great.
Run.
Yeah, right next to that. That'd be a perfect
do that, or do you
I mean, that's like I drive by it every day.
So I would say if you have any events coming up that you think you would like to have a handful of these,
I'll just give them a
rattle.
Feel free
to take
do it
these
because
I brought them for folks to take.
I'll take
that
handful. I've got an organization.
Great. Yeah, feel free to pass them around if you want.
Is there a table in the lobby here that we can put them in?
We may need more. Okay, we've got more.
Yeah, because
we could leave some
materials.
That would be great. That would be great.
The first lecture is March 6th.
Okay. Okay, cool.
First lecture is March 6th, then April 3rd, and
May
22nd?
I had April 4th and May 22nd.
Those are the...
Yeah, okay,
April
4th,
No, they're education
those
series.
Are
one of them's climate change.
Talks at the library.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Okay.
And the first one is... entirely aligned with this program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the pollinator education workshop.
Great. Well, except it's turning out to be more like native garden.
Okay. That's great.
I don't have to focus on pollinators, but
it's
better.
Great.
Okay.
Susie, would you like me to email introduce you to the repair fair person, Lisa?
Sure.
You know Lisa Clifton from past years?
Lisa Clifton is a platinum certified.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure.
So do you think she'll be a fan?
I certified her platinum.
She might promote it.
Her yard is really impressive.
For the uninitiated, we have three certification levels. Silver's the first, and then gold, and then if you're really on top of it, you get to platinum. Mm-hmm. So that's the oohs and ahs that you're hearing with the Lisa's platinum yard. It's like, oh.
She might have been gold, but she was pretty close to platinum.
Do you already have a connection with her? I can just stay out of it.
I don't.
I do. You do. Do you want me to talk about... I live up the street from the station, so I might as well. So, and I am going to be here March... I think it's March 9th. She just emailed us, didn't she?
Yeah.
So are you... You probably... That wouldn't be feasible to have a table there, I think.
Well, in future years, we might table, but I think in this situation, since we'll be full on into like training a new staff person in our double expansion, that might be asking a bit much.
So we'll just
But it's also something that I could reach out to Trevor or Anya and see if they could do it. Trevor and Anya are two of our other technicians, or if you were interested in doing it.
I had tabled at a repair fair for another, I forget if it was Master Recycler or Northwest Earth Institute, I don't remember. It seemed like people are mostly there. Like, I think having information would frankly be better than having someone there. That was my experience, was kind of like, they're walking to where they're getting the item repaired, and they're checking out what else is being repaired. Right. And there I am like, can I provide you with some free information?
Yeah.
And they're just...
Maybe it was your voice that freaked them out.
That's true.
Got their attention, probably.
No, that's good.
But I think it's definitely, like, you're still talking, yes, there's some people that are going to show up to those things just because they want to get their fan fixed for free, you know? But there's it definitely is people that get, like, they're in that mindset. So I think that they would be interested for sure.
I think flyers would be great. And then if we pass out flyers and they all, you know, all 30 of them fly out the window and people seem really excited, then we could consider a table the following year or something.
Okay.
But
okay.
Susie, what's your last name?
My last name is Peterson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love
that. And I have business cards here that I can pass around too. But so I'd say anything like that would be great to know about. Yeah,
these are
great ideas. Thanks for sharing.
We also plan on having a table at the old time fair.
Okay.
Old time.
Old time fair. I keep wanting to say old fashioned fair.
Yeah.
We can certainly have flyers there too.
Okay. Great. Let's see. The other thing I just want to mention is just the value of backyard habitat to the city of Westland. I've mentioned that we talk about our program participants as being volunteers that go out and are doing all of this work for free. Like, they're paying for the plants, they're taking their time to do this. So I just always think it's really neat. To me, it's really inspiring to see, like, what our program participants are doing in between, like, removing the weeds, planting native plants. We estimate that the value so far to the city of Westland has been about $103,000. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just neat to think that, cities can spend a lot of money sending, like, hiring crews to send out and do restoration work. So if you think about, like, oh, these are volunteers that are, like, buying the plants and saving the city money, I think that's kind of neat. And then, so just looking at our long-term goals here in Westland, these have been our goals from the beginning, but the first is support habitat and restoration work being done by the City of Westland, Clackamas Soil Water Conservation District, and other organizations working in this area. We're hoping to eventually get some stable funding, so a multi-year contract from the city, and it's something that we've had conversations about with some city staff, but to date it hasn't come to fruition anyway. So we're hoping to move that conversation forward this year. We do want to focus a little bit more on outreach and then also focus on providing additional support towards certification. So what can we do to get the folks who are in progress, like Sarah and Alex, and like, what can we do to support you and like help you reach certification? So we're always looking for ways to do that. And then last but not least, if you're really excited about this program and you're trying to think, like, how can you support the work that we're doing, you can keep us posted on what you're up to, because what I found is that you're a really great link for this program in the city of Westland. So it's always nice to hear what you're up to, and we'd love to keep coming on an annual basis and giving updates on what we've been doing. In terms of helping us get funding, let city staff know that you're excited about the program. Sarah had reached out to me and said that the board might be interested in writing a letter of support on behalf of the program that we can provide to city staff as we move that conversation forward. And that would be really wonderful. I think that'd be great. So I sent her some template letters that we've received from other supporters, so that you can just get a sense of, you know, what you could put in a letter.
And this would be to the city council. or just...
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe to the city council. That's actually one thing that I was interested in getting some feedback on. We've approached the funding conversation a couple different ways. We've gone directly to city staff, and then we've also presented to the city council. And in both instances, there was a lot of interest, but the conversation didn't end up going anywhere. So I think that's what I'm, you know, trying to figure out.
Well, and that's a question I would have. Would it be, I mean, city council makes sense, but is it also, would it be good or better to go to Parks and Rec, or for that matter, the Citizens Budget Committee?
Right.
Because they're the ones who kind of make the recommended budget.
I think it would be good, if you're interested in that, maybe to talk to each of the groups. You know, they all play sort of a role.
Yeah, right.
You know, the Parks has their bee pollinator program, which sort of ties in and is supported.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's some synergy all around, so it might be something, I guess I would recommend maybe someone on the board could connect with the other groups, the other boards, those relevant ones.
Right.
I'd be curious what a typical sort of city funding is. What, like, for those to
That's
be...
That's a great question.
How much are cities giving?
Yeah, and we have different contracts depending on the city, different levels. And, you know, so for example, I think that West Lynn very closely resembles our work in Wilsonville. In Wilsonville, they pretty much signed a contract with us immediately as we moved into there for very similar reasons. Like, they have a really strong bee program. They're heavily invested in getting people to, like, plant pollinator plants and so forth. So there we are doing about 30 assessments per year, the same as here in West Lynn, and we signed a contract with them for $13,000. And that works perfectly. Like, that's exactly what we asked for, and they were able to provide that full amount. So we were really excited about that.
Is that per year?
Per year, yeah. The city of Lake Oswego gives over twice that, but we have a contract with them where they requested a lot of additional things that we don't do in other areas. So they requested a lot of outreach. They wanted us to have a certain number of demonstration sites. And so we're doing a lot more there, and therefore they're funding quite a bit more. This year we have a new contract with City of Milwaukee this year, and they're giving about $7,500. And with their contract, because it's such a small amount, we don't have any specific goals there. They basically are just helping us pay for the foundational work that we do and nothing above and beyond that. So we don't have any specific site goals in terms of, like, how many sites to visit or any specific outreach goals. It's basically like a small grant that they're giving us. Let's see, what else do we have? And then Oak Lodge Water Services and West, those aren't cities, so I'm not sure if that really counts, but they're at about, I think they're about $15,000 each. And then Clackamas Soil Water gives us $40,000 a year. So that's where the bulk of our funding's coming from. That's what we've been using to pay for our work in West Lynn. But it's just been the real foundational amount, which is why we haven't been able to do a lot of outreach or other efforts here. Mm-hmm. So it would be really great to get funding from the city, because that really gives us a level of sustainability that really makes our work more, we don't have to worry year to year, like, what's going to happen in this area we're going to be able to cover for it, because we're committed to being in West Lynn, so we'll figure out a way to make it work. But if we had funding from the city, it would allow us to take more time and energy and put it towards helping people reach certification.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't discourage the board from asking, and I think, you know, the budget this year is going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Because of PERS issues principally that are really cutting us off. So, but, you know, not to say if there's interest to ask, you can always ask, and, you know, the budget committee will look at it. We're going to be going into a budget cycle, April, May timeframe. So if you want to get a request in, the next couple of months is the time to sort of get that in. If I could ask just a question on this whole sponsor level thing. Mm-hmm. So, in my role as mayor, I share with Oregon City chairing our South Fork Water Board, and we provide drinking water to about 80,000, including unincorporated parts of Clackamas County, in addition to the two cities. Mm-hmm. So we get our water from the Clackamas. And then also in that role, we are a member of the Regional Water Providers Consortium. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am familiar with them. I don't believe I've met with anybody from that group yet.
I chair the board.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this hadn't really come up, and I'm not really sure in the bylaws of the consortium, and we just did our budget. But I don't remember, our focus is on conservation, water conservation, resiliency. So we are an organization of about 24 major water districts and cities. And we meet quarterly. There's a strong technical team. We have a huge network that we're working on bringing all our communities together on intertying and connectivity and communications all around water.
Right.
And both conservation, resiliency, and water supply and sustainability are, huge. It's what we do. And I'd like to ask them about this. So when I see these other sponsors, Oak Lodge, they're part of the consortium.
Yeah.
West isn't part of the consortium, but so many other organizations are. Like Oswego is. They're there. Many of the cities, other water districts. So.
Yeah. Are some of those in Washington County? Are there any groups from Washington County in that consortium?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We have met with all the cities that we're expanding into in Washington County. Mm-hmm. Our phase one is going to be Beaverton, Tigard, and Tualatin. So mm-hmm. Tualatin, we've already met with a few times.
They're all in the consortium.
And yeah, so they're. I think a lot of people in that group will be familiar with the program.
Yeah, and so I guess what I'm thinking is maybe let me check in with Rebecca Geisen of the consortium. Okay. She's key. If I could get your card,
mm-hmm.
and then what I can do is I can connect maybe at our next executive committee meeting and talk about this potential, and then go from there. They can contact you, and then because what I'm thinking is if the city can't come up with its own. Maybe we contribute already to the consortium and we pay mm-hmm. fees to the consortium. Mm-hmm. But if part of the consortium, which has broader, bigger funds, mm-hmm. our budget's about $1 million a year, mm-hmm. Perhaps there's an opportunity to get some funding and a key sponsorship from the consortium.
That'd be great.
Which could be really cool.
Yeah.
So we could maybe contribute in that way.
Yeah. That would be great.
If we can't individually as a city, mm-hmm. the organization we're a part of, which is all around water conservation, could.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a way to help, move things along, but it may be just a different way.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to, I'll look into that.
Okay, that would be great.
So not to be a party pooper, we're 35 minutes here with this.
Okay,
so.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, that would be great. I'm not sure. This was a great conversation. Thank you very much for all that info. I'm not entirely sure what my next steps would be. So if you have thoughts on that, share. What we often do is create an invitation to partner document that looks very similar to this. And then it will include a very specific budget in it for West Lynn. And so that's something that we can send out to the city council or to the budget board?
Budget committee?
The budget committee. And I don't know, who's on the budget committee.
Yeah, I don't know. And let me ask you a question along those lines. I know you said 13, and then when you said, I forget what city it was 7,500. So
Milwaukee.
Going with the thought that something is better than nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was 5,000, that's still better than not 13.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, to date, we've tried not to go under 7,500.
Right. Okay, that's reasonable.
Depending on the city, like right. the reporting requirements and the invoicing can be burdensome enough that it
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
uses up
that
a
makes
lot
sense.
Of that.
Yeah.
And so just in terms of making it effective and efficient for us,
right.
we kind of have that as a minimum. But
no.
yeah,
okay.
but that amount, you know, 5,000 or 7,500, we would definitely be interested
okay.
in having that conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So back to the letter idea, should we write a letter to the budget board then? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think.
Or three letters.
Well, let me say something else before we commit to doing that.
We need to wrap this up.
Yeah. If we're thinking of a budget, period, and we're asking for money, is this what we want to be asking for? So I think it's a bigger conversation than mm-hmm. just this
probably
one table organization.
Next time, put it on the
yeah,
for
right.
Next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, whatever I can do to support that conversation, just let me know. You know, I'm here to support that.
Thank you.
Are there any great. Other questions? I don't know if we have time for questions, but just want to throw that out.
More flyers.
Yeah. More flyers.
Yes,
there are all these flyers
I
here. So
I think we're good because I don't know if we'll spend 35 minutes on that.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for having me here. It's been great.
Thanks for coming,
Susie.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you and to meet some new folks. And these are a multilingual flyer too. They have it's this translated into multiple languages. So maybe I'll just leave. I'll leave more of these. Maybe that amount. So
and what's the best way to get more of those?
Contact me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll leave some of my business cards, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Does everything really live at Columbia Land Trust or Audubon?
You could probably Columbia Land Trust more. Yeah.
Spot. Okay.
For these things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, good to see everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much for coming.
Thank you so
much.
That's great.
Congrats on all of your success in expanding.
Thank
That's
you.
So great.
Thank you. Congrats on the expansion of your family.
Thank you.
A new wing to the house. No.
A new what?
A new wing to the house.
Yeah.
Well, you said Bed Bath and Home Depot?
Yeah.
Airbnb.
Yes.
All right. I assume everybody read the minutes from January. Let's go back to that. And I don't know, I think we should make a slight update in terms of, what was it? Election of chair and vice chair. It says, I mean, we sort of did it via email, and so if everybody approves, I suppose we could... either put that in this month's minutes, or change the last month's minutes. Yeah, right. So,
wait,
so
did we or didn't
we? Didn't we? We did what Darren wrote, or whoever wrote on here. The agenda was pushed to February's meeting.
I wrote that. Yeah,
you wrote that. Okay, I thought so. And then we sort of talked about it by email, and we sort of confirmed by email, but we never really had a vote. So.
We didn't, did we?
So do we?
Is it like capitulation or something?
That's kind of that's kind of what I thought. So I didn't know. We could just put it in this month's minutes that
okay.
we did a we're doing a co-chair deal. Right?
Okay. Is this permanent or temporary in case somebody else steps up?
Next 5 years.
I guess it's going to be.
Didn't
I guess
it for a year. We'll see
it'll
that
be
happens.
The year. Yeah, the year.
Okay.
The year. That's the term. A year. Right? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
do we have to vote? Do I say we voted to elect two co-chairs?
I think someone should make a motion, second, and just say all in favor.
I move that we vote to elect Cindy and Terry as co-chairs.
I second.
All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Unanimous.
Okay, thank you.
Did you just vote?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Of course you have it.
Have it.
All right.
I'm that guy from North Carolina.
I think that was the only issue I had with the minutes. Was there any other? Everybody approved the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes as written with that one change. Election.
Second.
Great.
All in favor?
Okay.
All who care.
Approve the minutes. I don't think, well, there is no change because we're just going to put it on February.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That we did that. All right, sustainability. So I think we're all set for the first one. It seems like it's, except for maybe marketing.
Right, which I have one question about. We discussed, and I wrote down a list of possible places to put flyers, and I lost the list.
Oh.
Give it to me again. Do you have the flyers?
No.
Not yet.
Alicia's going to print them for us, and I needed to tell her how many.
Are they like...
I have 5 of them.
So they don't... they're not necessarily for passing out. They're for posting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I don't plan to get 100 of them, just like a dozen. I just don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, I think... It was interesting. I'd start with all the Starbucks if they take them. I don't know that they do anymore. It seems like the one in Bolton doesn't, which is kind of weird to me that they have a community bulletin board, but it's not for the community. Anyway, it's a different issue.
Central Market, I believe.
Yeah, all the grocery stores. I don't know if Walmart has something, but you never know.
City Hall?
Bailiwick.
Yeah,
here, right outside.
Alicia said she was going to cover the city properties and the city publications.
Oh, good.
So we just need outside the city.
Is Lady of the Library, Cheryl Hall?
She was going to do that, but it's been handed to Alicia.
Okay, because the library always makes up bigger posters.
Right, they're not doing it.
Why not?
I mean, Alicia's got the control of this, the outreach in this publication now. It's been given to her from Cheryl. I got that information from Glenn and from Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
I think I got it from you.
No.
Somebody else.
No. I sent you to talk to Cheryl because she was going
to vacation. Right, and I talked to Cheryl,
but
she
said... But that was it, yeah.
Alicia's doing it now.
Oh, interesting.
And it was the alliance that I belong to. We've had several events there, and we give them our little flyer, and they make up a bigger one. They're hosting a really good job.
Interesting.
No questions asked. They just
Who's this?
Cheryl Halter. Yeah. Library.
You can still probably ask her.
Oh, well, I did, and she said... Talk to Alicia.
Maybe something's changed.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to see it, it's on the drive. You can put it up there.
Yeah. So,
Is the large poster usually posted for several days or just on the day of the event?
Yeah, for several days, and it's inside the lobby of the library. Because they put a lot of different posters up.
I can look into that, too.
Yeah. Trying to think where else would be good.
Well, when I do flyers for this group, we also post it on the Nextdoor.
Mm. Yeah, I did too.
The rumor mill is sometimes good for that.
Yeah. Somebody, I did it on Facebook, and somebody's already created an event on Facebook.
Wow.
Somebody else, but they're all probably more of her fans, not necessarily.
Oh yeah, right.
Because there might be a good crowd that are coming from Portland because she does have a fan base.
Okay,
but we want to get more Westland people.
Yeah, well, and that would be one thing that I would say because I was thinking about this is if you could even just. Send us the flyer, and we can have it digitally.
The flyer is on our G Drive. It's in.
Okay.
Throw it up
did
there.
You not get it?
I don't pay attention to G Drive.
Okay. Oh, you get the G Drive on there?
I don't use
Learn.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't either. So
okay.
It's on our drive. Well, it's under. I can send you guys a share link.
I just pulled it out and.
Yeah,
it's a PDF.
That's what I did because what I'm thinking is. It would be good to get to the ecology and green team club at the high school.
Really?
Because, and they actually have a permaculture class, too. Although I think it's the same teacher. So it would probably be good to get to them, which would be Mr. Hartman.
What's that name again? Do you know these people? Could you do that?
I can do that, which is why I'd like it not on the drive.
Send him a PDF.
I have a PDF of it.
Yeah, you can just
send
it to
email it to the group.
Yeah,
tomorrow morning.
And I'll just send it to Mr. Hartman, so they can share it at the school. Let them know what's going on. Because I'm going to do that for all the lecture series. Because this is kind of what they're into.
Yeah.
And last time, usually a good quarter to a third of our audience was high school students.
That's great.
Well, it will be, but it was in the past.
Yeah.
What was required, but that's a different issue.
so this may be a given, but can we put something in the Westland update? that email newsletter that comes out from Westland?
I think
Alicia said she would be doing
it. I think it was already in the weekly bulletin.
I don't know, getting it to any of the churches, any of the religious institutions.
Yeah.
I have no contact there, but
I don't either.
but you know, they're active in that type of thing. So, trying to think what else.
Okay. I need to try and give Alicia a count. Oh, there's really a couple, soon, like
yeah.
tomorrow.
Well, and I think there's two coffee shops in Willamette. That probably would be good. I think it's the Willamette Coffee Shop in
Lark.
That's yeah. it. I knew it was Bullseye, but I didn't know what it was now.
Should we just throw out a number like 20?
Yeah, 25 or 30, and you know, mm-hmm. or 20 and yeah.
25. Split the difference.
Yeah, 25. Good round number.
So did you say you'd reach out to the high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you need papers? Or are you just
gonna I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, yeah, as much as we can.
And my neighbors. You know, and if I need a hard copy, I'll just print it myself. Yeah, although it does take up a lot of ink.
Mostly yellow.
Yeah,
a lot of yellow. I just put new yellow in the
bag.
Hey, man, I wanted something green, you know.
Yeah.
Looks
yeah.
like a garden.
Yeah. So.
Thanks for everybody's input on that. Anyway, it's much better than it was when I started it.
Thank you for putting it together.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's work.
Yeah.
People don't realize how much work.
Yeah, it's fiddling pixels for hours. Yeah, it's just crazy.
That hurts.
No. It's really old software, too.
All right, so are we finished with the first
yeah,
series? Now the second one coming up. Did we decide on the date?
Yep, whatever the...
Because I had, we had the four... The
April 4th.
April 4th.
Yeah. Is definitely the, yeah. the reduced yeah. reuse or the
no.
climate?
Climate.
Oh, the climate is the fourth.
So okay. the name of the official name now is Climate Change in Oregon, now and in the foreseeable future. We have to have the echo.
Bum, bum, bum.
Echo. the speaker, the featured speaker, I don't know if he's going to bring guest speakers, is Eben Polk.
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 Polk. Polk.
You're saying
Polk.
Like this.
P-O-L-K.
Yeah.
He just doesn't pronounce the L.
So yeah. Polk. He's the sustainability supervisor at the Clackamas County Sustainability and Solid Waste Program.
He's Alex's supervisor.
Yeah.
This is true.
So everyone say nice things about Alex.
Oh. Yeah.
And be nice to Evan. Evan's a good speaker. He's a very good speaker and very knowledgeable.
Great.
And it's also been something that he's been working on. I mean, obviously doing, he's been doing a million things lately.
Yeah.
Budget
yeah.
season and all that kind of stuff. But it's something that, you know, our team is working on climate stuff. So he will definitely have been speaking his talking point in the elevator pitch a lot.
From yeah. Them. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
And
the speaker so for the
we had Glenn one? And Sarah. At your, are you going to be able to help with that? Or?
Physically, I don't know if I'll be there just because I'm due like 2 weeks later.
But in terms of.
What's your point?
yeah, right. I'm out of here.
Glenn and I've minimally been checking in with Glenn about the back end stuff, but Glenn's got it under control.
I'm handing it all over to you.
Yeah.
No.
And then, are we ready to move on to the Terry's research into the old time fair?
Mm.
Or do you need any more?
I don't, but are we doing the recycling?
Well, I just wanted to ask about the flyers.
Oh,
like,
you're right. That's
like we should get all the flyers done at once, right? So that at the March talk, then we can have all the other.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, good idea.
Once she prints those, let me know when she prints those. Then I was going to approach her probably next week
okay.
and say, oh, by the way, we're moving this talk. So can we, you know, get a flyer for that so we can hand it out at that one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good. Does anybody have a feel for what might be too early to put these flyers out? Or is it now is
no.
fine?
I think now would be great.
I mean, a month ahead of time is really good, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It'll be like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't wait any longer.
Well, I'm not going to wait.
Well, I was wondering, if we decide on doing a flyer that lists all of them with a little slug about each one of them and the dates?
That would be great.
That might be,
yeah.
Yeah, that might be, especially for like a more immediate handout. That could be the one that we plan hand out at all of them, and then we have the more detailed one as that one approaches, right?
Yeah. At like the one before it happens. And then the Facebook.
So do you have a title for yours? I can figure one out pretty quick. And yeah. So if you figure it out, then do you want me to talk to Alicia about getting the kind of the master one for all of them done? Or do you want to do that?
That'd be good to just keep one line of communication.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I think so. I mean, if you're
now that you don't think vain, you just...
Yeah,
really. There's like a real strong negative pressure.
You've already let the vampire in.
Would Alicia make up...
See, that's
the
what
design?
We did last time.
Yeah, this is the previous one.
Yeah.
That's nice. We like the photo.
Yeah.
That's great.
So is that available just to massage then? Darren?
Yeah. Can
yeah,
I get a copy of that?
You have to put
that
it
off so
horizontally.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I've got it the same way at home. For whatever reason, it's horizontal. And actually, it was...
That could just be edited.
Yeah. Alicia's mom put that together the last time.
Well, good. Because it's nice. I like these. Just
fine.
All you do is change this text, we're done.
Yeah, I think if we can just get all
keep
the titles
simple.
On that. Yeah,
and maybe if people get used to seeing it, they'll actually recognize it year to year.
Yeah.
So what if then...
Yeah, we can... I'll figure out.
Yeah.
Then what
the
if
orders.
The rest of the flyers
are
that
take
same
format,
so you've got an identifying
nice.
Theme.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all send it to me.
So a title
that'll
from
be nice.
Alex
in
the next day or two. With your name and and your title, if you were the speaker,
mm-hmm.
be good.
Okay.
No, not the day or two. Early next week, this weekend.
So an action item for Daryl is to send me that flyer. An action item for you is to come up with a title for your talk. Our talk. I'm actually supposed to be helping with that.
Okay, so you're good with
recycling is
designing
the
flyer?
Yeah.
A list, okay.
I'm not going to design it. I'm just going to change
just
the text.
Just change the text, right.
But, Terry, you're saying that the event, the specific event flyers should look like that one
well,
as well?
Well, it'd be nice if they all had a consistent theme and people get used to seeing.
I
this
agree.
Relates to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same colors. So yeah. Oh, well.
I'm not going to redo it.
Next time.
No.
I can redo it. I can redo it. I think I'd do it quickly.
Okay.
No, we're not the Eileen Stark one, though.
No.
Well,
no.
But that, you mean that,
oh, wait, so were you saying that the individual event flyers?
Well, what if they all had that same format? The
right.
Logo and the picture and...
Well, we have one, why wouldn't we be working with the one that John made?
As long as we have the city, I think, logo on it, but... Because it's nice to have a place for the bio of the speaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, those are for...
Stuff.
One way or the other, I think they should all be the same format.
I agree.
Yeah.
I am happy, John, if you are ready to wipe your hands of it. I'm happy to take a go at it. And if it looks good, then great. And if John's is the one to go with, then
I'm concerned about the time.
I could do it tomorrow.
Okay,
but wait,
have to
but
get
what
it.
Do we do? What,
it has to be, Alicia has to approve it for branding.
Yeah.
Well, Eileen needs to approve it.
It's because we're talking about two different documents.
I get it.
I think I agree with you. I think we might as well just going forward have them all be the same and just go.
Yeah, so the next two.
That works too.
Let's leave
this
one alone.
Yeah.
And the next two would be the
standard.
Well, I didn't
want to change this one. I think John did a great job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
mean,
done.
Well, I agree. It would be
done.
Nice to have them all look of a kind.
Right, right, right.
But I don't think we have time because, I mean, it's not just changing it. You have to get approval
the
from two
of
people.
Approval. Yeah. Okay, so future.
Yeah.
One thing, though, in that discussion reminded me, when you're putting stuff up, posting things.
Posting flyers, yeah.
Sometimes people will go, oh, they want to know it's for a nonprofit or, you know, you're not charging a fee or something like that, and you can just go, it's a city event.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of go, oh, okay, never mind. Put it up.
Oh, if about the
flyer. Like a store, like a restaurant store manager or somebody.
Yeah. They always want to know it's a city or something like that.
Can you take a roll of Scotch tape with you?
What is this?
I know. I noticed that on the...
Darren's email.
It's fine. I just didn't realize it was on there until just now. So I'm getting emails and be like, what are you talking about?
So next time...
I thought it was supposed to be there.
No, well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about contact info too. All right, so then there's the reduce, reuse, recycle, and that's still in the works.
As far as the title,
the lineup, and the speaker, and all that sort of stuff.
Well, you're looking at the speaker.
Oh, you're going to do the speaker. Okay, great.
Yeah,
April 22nd.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that would be May 22nd.
I was going to say that's 4 days after baby's due date.
May 22nd.
What's your point?
Okay.
Which, if for whatever reason I can't do it because of some reason, I'm sure I could rope someone into my office to do it as well. I'm not worried. And also, frankly, I mean, we have a master recycler on the board. Like, it's not, we won't have to reschedule or cancel it no matter what happens with me. So.
Yeah, we have lots of backups.
Yeah.
Do we have contact at the paper now, or is Alicia going to help me to get an article in the tidings? Because it's actually kind of good to get an article.
Mentioned the tidings. She's talked about city publications.
Okay.
I mean, Patrick mentioned something before.
Right. You had talked about
that was an action item for me that I haven't done yet.
Well, he's not there anymore, right? So
I mean, they work at the same office.
Oh, okay.
Patrick, if you email Patrick, he might. I mean, it might get lost in the shuffle of him transitioning to this bigger job, but it also, I mean, they work in the same office, so.
Well, I'll email him and just ask him.
Ask who to forward it along.
Yeah.
And should we just send him that, or do we have to do a little write-up?
Let's get that, the other list, too. Yeah, so that we have the two documents.
Okay.
So, and you're putting together that, or the... Sort of the master one?
Oh, yeah, I could do that,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we have all the titles.
Oh, I thought John was going to do it.
That would be amazing if you...
Oh,
yeah.
I said I would.
Yeah,
okay.
John's going to
do
that.
Sorry, that was confusing. Sorry.
Darren's
okay, going to
send me the original, and I'll just massage the text.
Okay, sounds great.
So don't worry about that. But we have to think about what we're going to get to the newspaper.
Yeah.
Did you want to contact Patrick? Or not Patrick, or just find out who?
Yeah, so I'll email Patrick, and I'll say, once we have the flyers, can we send them to you? So that then we could get maybe a story written to publicize it.
But don't they usually want you to write the story, and then they just publish it?
He asked me questions last time,
and
then he ended up writing it. Yeah.
Kind of like
write
an article around the quotes, basically.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's easy.
Cindy, would you be willing to help me distribute these once I'm
here? Yeah, sure.
I'm trying to develop a list from all these hints.
Yep.
With Google Maps.
Okay.
That's what you know when I'm guys.
And with the master one, I think it was pretty much just the title, speaker, their title, and
date. Cool.
It was pretty, there was really hardly any other.
There
was no bio or anything.
Yeah.
It was just title. So that should hopefully be quick.
That'd be awesome.
But
what specifically?
The master one should hopefully be quick.
You
don't hear from me when you need.
Once you get the information, I'm talking about half an hour.
So I'll
have to reformat it.
I can send you that tomorrow.
Okay, send me the dates, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the minutes.
By the
weekend.
Yeah.
Is there any place where. Oh, you got the titles, too? You can send me that?
Of your other to John.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I said, and titles.
Yeah, great.
I don't have Alex's title. But I do.
I can make something up.
Yeah.
Recycle.
Okay.
Good time. Not in this. So I could say something while Russ is still here regarding the old time fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I did talk to Terry Jones, and she thinks it'd be no problem for us getting a booth for free since we don't have a budget.
Yeah.
She hasn't got back to me, but she thinks it'll be no problem.
If we have a budget, she'll charge it?
No. It should be.
I think that's what I suggested.
I told her we didn't have a budget. Cindy mentioned that, so. They know we have
so no we're stick. That's our story. We're sticking.
We just find a place for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, tagging along with what Russ had brought up previously about the the e-bikes. I've been speaking with the owner of the Synergy Bikes on Powell. They serve as Gen Z bikes. Gen Z used to have a place on Grand or somewhere in there. Well, they're not there anymore, so this place is doing it. They have not had really good responses at things like this, but I talked with him longer about it and told him that we were going to be there and possible they could have a booth next to us. And he said, well, we couldn't do the whole 3 days. So I said, well, Saturday might be a good day because that's Saturday and Sunday the longest. Mm-hmm. And I told him about the location. He said, it would be nice if there's a hill there.
There's a lot of hills around.
It's great because it's kind of close to cars for the most part.
There's a hill. So he said, okay, well, that sounds great. And he said, boy, since we're only going to be there a day, which would be Saturday, it would be nice to get a prorated fee from the $125 it costs for a booth for 3 days. So I talked to Terry again about that, and she said their committee just met. They meet again in a month, but maybe she could talk to her supervisor. And she feels certain that they could get a prorated fee for them. Yeah. And so I think I got the guy convinced to show up on Saturday. So, with bikes.
Good job.
So, maybe PGE would want to play ball.
Well, that's why I don't know if we. What my thought is, maybe I don't know if they're ready for this one, but we could. This could be sort of the lead into the next big one. But maybe if we could do something there, yeah. I mean, PGE would sure pay for their fee too, and they would, you know. So,
bikes are going to be sticking plugs into their outlets. So.
Okay.
Whoever does the advertising for the Old Time Fair, you know, they usually do a schedule, right? Like, they should be highlighted as one of the, since they're only there for 1 day, they should be on the schedule maybe as a e-bike demonstrations, and, you know.
1 day only.
Or something, something in the schedule of events during the fair. Mm. Who does that?
Terry, probably.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Terry does it all.
Yeah, well, we know we have a new outreach coordinator now, Alicia.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she might be I imagine they're probably working together. Oh, she's got a lot of advertising experience and communications stuff, so I would be surprised if they weren't working together.
Okay. Yeah, she'd be doing the advertising. Terry's the one who's probably doing most of the scheduling. So.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be my job.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, that's exciting. Okay. Good job.
Good
progress. Yeah, and so let's get a sense where I don't know, you mentioned you were going to come to the state of the city, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I get the opportunity, I'll introduce you to the CEO. And otherwise, Eric Underwood is the new regional government affairs guy. He lives in West Lynn. He's just really awesome. He's a great guy. Has connections in the community. He lives in West Lynn. So I'll introduce you to whoever's there, and they're just great energy around the Synergy there is really good, I think.
Synergy is the name of the company, and they hopefully will be there. So
awesome.
Does this bike dealer have more than one brand, or is he just going to have?
I think they have more than one brand.
There might be more than one.
They're not really hot on the Gen Z brand of electric scooters because they only go 30 miles an hour, and a lot of people are. But he will have. He'll have something.
Okay.
Fits right in with. There'll be people walking around in old timey clothes, and then
e-bikes. He doesn't have a penny farthing version.
I was going to say the bone shaker.
Yeah. And maybe I got to get running, but maybe PG will have some ideas about what to do with that, or how they might show up and be there.
That would be a cool photo.
They
got so excited about this idea. I mean, I would think they might want to help, big distributors and really do something big. They like the last mile connection and our fill issue and ways to address parking problems at our high school.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've got some kind of portable solar collector charging station or concept design or something that could go right along with your bike.
A hat.
Solar charger.
Wings.
It's possible. Hey, the lunar rover could do it by God.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Good to
see you. Thanks.
You too. All right.
You want to holler if you need me.
All right.
Anything else?
Do we have dates in the, for the library after July?
Let me address one.
Thanks. Be in touch.
For the library.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for weatherization, we had thrown down October, right?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, for this master list, are we just stopping at the Old Time Fair?
Oh, we're not even putting that up. Are we?
We should.
Why wouldn't we?
You're talking about the lecture series?
Yeah.
No. It's not really the same thing.
Well, with that, we had talked about the Old Time Fair could be kind of the get involved module that we can talk about.
So just put in, I always put it in the list.
And it could even just be like a special. Just the lectures, and then also, and look for us at the Old
Time Fair.
For a booth, you know, so it's on there, but it's not in the same, like,
design.
Just kind of like, come find us. The Old Time Fair and learn more about what we're doing. Come get indoctrinated.
But we didn't have another date from the library for
October.
No,
just the three.
Okay.
Yeah, just the three.
Okay, so we won't worry about October for now? Just wait on that one?
Yeah, because I wasn't sure we were doing weatherization.
Oh, we talked about weatherization, but then Clackamas County was doing some weatherization stuff, so I don't know.
That's a good question.
I know that
we'll have to talk about it more later. There are challenges around funding and some other things. We can pick up that conversation again. I honestly kind of forget where things were for that.
Can you just put autumn 2019 weatherization lecture series time, date, location to be announced?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Coming soon.
And some people's radios.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they'll take care of all of five of our topics. It's about a five with the getting involved.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds good. Good job.
It's exciting. Nice job, everyone.
Yeah. And thank you, John, for all your work on back and forth.
It's nice to have it.
I like doing that. I'm just really rusty. I'm using 15-year-old software and 10-year-old skills.
How did this happen? How did that work?
Action,
so we only have a few minutes
left.
Action items that we listed.
Shall I read off from last time?
Rapid fire.
I'll try my best.
We didn't do the review items from past meetings, did we? Well,
that's what I could do real quick.
Shoot. Okay.
Yeah, rapid fire that in 1 minute.
Darren asked the city manager if we need to go through a formal process to approve our charter.
So they just said council can just make a motion. Doesn't need a resolution or anything. And my suggestion was, because the sequence of emails when they went out last summer, was Russ said he had a few suggestions. So
to change.
My recommendation is let Russ, you know, do an edit to it, and then we'll get it in front of council, and they can just make a motion and adopt it.
So maybe email Russ about it then directly.
So. Do you want to email Russ the charter, or do you want me to email Russ the charter?
As the new chairs, would you like to?
I can do it, sure. If I can pull it out of Google Docs, I'll try to figure it out.
I can send it to you, and then you could write that.
I'm sure I can figure it out. I just haven't pulled anything out of Google Docs yet.
If you can't find it, let me know.
Okay.
If you get to the main drive,
I found it today.
It's linked in every. You linked to it.
Oh, in every minute.
Yeah, that's right. And I did find it today, and I did look at it. So.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I will make that mine. Email Russ with a request for edits.
And then to send it on to council.
Well, do you want him to send it back to us to review his edits, or just say
nice?
Board.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then I would have the board look at it one more time, and then I can take it forward to the through the process that you get to council.
Okay.
Okay. Next item.
I think we can call that done, don't you think?
It's not done yet, though.
So close.
Okay. Sorry. So close. I'm not letting anything fly.
Okay, fine. Rapid
okay.
Fire.
Alex, chill. Darren to schedule a date to have a joint work session with City Council. Pending retreat last weekend.
Retreat? Yeah, so I have not heard if there's any outcome on that. So I'll check in with the city manager.
Okay.
We
could have grabbed her about an hour ago. She walked by the door.
I know. We did the booth.
That, can we call that one done then?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yep. Hey.
Maybe.
Keeping the ship running. And you're doing action items at the same time. Okay. Next one is complete. Darren got the old time fair information. Okay, next one is incomplete. I didn't connect with Patrick, but I will this next next month. Cindy did the next one to complete the workshop description with Eileen. The next one is done. John to connect with Alicia. And the next one is done. I sent the SAB drive information to the group. So those were
the workshop description.
So that was the past stuff. The new ones from this this meeting is really long.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to send plastic bag ban and straw ban information to the group. Cindy will reach out to Lisa Clifton regarding promoting the Backyard Habitat program through repair fairs and at Robinwood Station. Russ will check in with Rebecca Gleisom at the next Water Conservation Consortium meeting and see if there's an opportunity for funding. Terry and Cindy to include the Backyard Habitat certification conversation in March's agenda as it relates to funding requests and how to tie it in with requests of our other priorities. Darren to email the native plant workshop flyer to SAB, as well as the Westland Master template list to John. Glenn will connect with teachers from Westland High School. John will connect with Alicia regarding creating a master flyer. I will email Patrick Millie. Alex will send the title of Reduce, Reuse, Recycle to John for the master list.
Good job.
Cindy will email Russ with the request for edits of the charter and send it to council. Oh, no. Oop, delete
and
that.
Then back to.
And then send it back to us. And then Darren will check in with the city manager regarding a joint work session with SAB.
Whew. Glenn needs to email me the list, the dates, the workshops.
Yeah.
And all the titles.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thought I was done.
Said you were going to do it.
What a
list.
So the website, the city websites, that's going to take a while. The,
yeah.
Okay. So that's on hold. Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess we're like 30 seconds.
Nailed it.
I have a couple of, if you guys don't mind 1 minute, I was kind of going, looking through everything and came up with a couple of things. I was wondering about what that great PGE letter that you wrote about upping our membership in that. What happened with that? Did that go to them, or is that something on? Is that,
was that included with our annual report?
Yes.
Or is that waiting for the new council?
It was included with the annual report, but it's something that, again, after your discussion next month about funding requests, it could be something you pass along to the budget committee.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want it to die. I wasn't sure where that was, the other thing. And then I realized, I think because I missed that meeting, you had sent this great audio about the plastic band forum in Lake Oswego, and did anybody listen to it?
Alex and I went in person.
Oh, you went. Okay. Because I started listening to it today, and I thought I would listen to it, but I guess we're going to do plastic. We're just going to put plastic bags on hold for now until... Did the council talk about plastic bag ban at all?
So they had it in their draft goals when they came out of their retreat, but they haven't finalized their goals, and so I'm not sure how this be.
Okay, that was my next question.
Potential bill.
Yeah, don't we kind of need to see what the state's going to do first?
Yeah. So
that was my next question.
I would say just, you know, be patient, see what the council decides, and then if they do have that as a goal, then you know, I would assume that they would direct this group to do some research and come up with a recommendation on how to implement that. So.
Okay. And then my last thing was, did you have something?
Well, I was going to say, kind of one of the, something I heard from Russ was that if we think the bill is good and want the city to support it, is to let them know so our lobbyists can be
Right. Oh, that's right, and that was on your
end. Yeah, and I think the lobbyist could even write, or the city could even write testimony to submit, so it's on record.
Yeah. So anyway, that was it.
And my very last thing I wanted to know about was the, and maybe we can, if it's out of our hands totally, the OIT energy recommendation.
Oh, no, that's, I mean, I think we need to advocate for that. And okay. Actually, that might be something when we're planning for the budget next time. We want to give ourselves at least probably 30 or 40 minutes on that, just because I don't think that's going to be a short conversation.
Councillor Sakalik is behind it and pushing it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. So there's somebody already keeping it alive. Good. Good, good, good. Okay. Anything else?
Good job, you two.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
You survived.
That was a productive, dense meeting.
Yeah. That was cool.
I had to go paper.
It can be hard to go back and forth from in-person conversations for computers.
Yes, meeting adjourned.